God uses confession to establish whatever he wants. Even God. Even God. Hallelujah. So can we do like God this morning? Lift up your hands to heaven and say, I live forever. Say, I have eternal life in me. Lift up your hand to heaven and say, I have the life of God inside of me. Therefore, I live forever. Death has no power over me. Sickness cannot cut my life short. I lift up my hands to heaven and I declare that I live forever. Mo gbe owo mi si oke orun. Mo si jewo wi pe mo wa titi lare. Iku o le ri mi gbe se. Arun o le so mi lojo. I lift up my hands to heaven and I declare that this year 2022 I shall have double speed in all good things. This year 2022, supernatural speed is my portion. In the name of Jesus, I lift up my hands to heaven and I declare that this year 2022, God will cause me to have acceleration in all good things. This year 2022, I, Oluwamuiwa, will reach my goals. I will reach it faster, 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 faster than the world can believe. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Lord, this morning as we go into your word, we ask that you speak to us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. So the title of my message is Choose Life. Choose Blessing. Somebody say with me, say, choose life. Choose blessing. Say with me, say, I choose life. I choose blessing. Say it again, say, I choose life. I choose blessing. Say it now. Say, I choose life. I choose blessing. Say, in the name of Jesus, I choose life. I choose blessing. Say it again. Say, in the name of Jesus, I choose life. I choose blessing. If I were you, I would do it like this. In the name of Jesus, I choose life. I choose blessing. In the name of Jesus, I choose life. I choose blessing. Hallelujah. Let me read to you first. We're going to be reading a lot of scriptures. And I'm trusting the Lord that I won't spend too long a time to speak to us. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. Deuteronomy 30, verse number 19. The Bible says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Somebody say, this day. Say it now. Come on, say, this day. Say it again. Say, this day. So, this day, we are making a choice. Say with me, say, this day I'm making a choice. Say it again, say, this day I'm making a choice. I have chosen life today. I've also chosen the blessings of God. Hallelujah. So it says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. One of the beautiful things about God is that he doesn't just lay choices before us. He also leads us or recommends to us the right choice to make. He says, I lay before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, do what? Choose life. Say with me, say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the counsel of God to choose life. In the name of Jesus, I receive the counsel of God to choose life. Therefore, this day, I choose life for myself and my children and my children's children. I choose life for myself and my family. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Life is a matter of choices. In any case, that's the reason why God said, I set life before you. You have to choose it. Even if God chooses life for you and you don't choose it for yourself, you won't have that life. So life is a matter of choices. Whether you like to believe it or not, you are where you are because of the choices you have made. Your life is what it is because of what? The choices you have made. Nothing has happened in your life by accident. Even the thing you call accident was made possible to be accidental because of the choices you have made. Praise the Lord. I mean, you found yourself in a particular place, and then somebody meets you there and said, take this, and then gives you a blessing. And while you were now conversing, the other fellow said to you, and I really didn't mean to come to this place, though. We met here by what? By accident. Now, that accident happened because you chose to go there. Praise the Lord. So whatever happens to you in life is the direct result or the indirect result of the choices you have made. Poverty and prosperity are results of our choices. Salvation and condemnation are results of our choices. If you have good grades, it's a result of your choice. You may not believe it, but that's the truth. If you are poor in your grades and you fail every time in class, is the result of your choice. Praise the Lord. You may not believe it, but that's the truth. Many, many years ago, the general superintendent of Deeper Life Bible Church, Pastor W.F. Kumuyi, if you don't know him, you have heard of him. He used to be a very, very rascally and bad boy, always failing his exams. He was a very, very unserious student in school. Always failing. He wasn't doing well. He was just managing through. Then he said to himself one day, he said, I was not even a believer. So it wasn't about being born again. He said, at that time, I just said to myself, why do I keep failing? What kind of a life am I living? Am I going to continue life like this? I don't want this kind of a life. He said, so that day, I sat down and made up my mind that I am going to study and I am going to do well. I am going to be serious with my academics. I think it was in Form 3 or Form 4 or Form 2. I can't remember. But it was in the secondary school. And he changed his mind. And he decided to study. And he began to study. And the next exam he did far better than anybody. I think he said he was second to the last in class. And the next exam he did, he jumped to the top 4. And from that point onwards, he was just doing well. He said, I made up my mind to study. What he is today, whether anybody likes to believe it or not, is the result of the choice he made. Because incidentally, that discipline followed him into Christianity. And he became who he is. So you are what you are because of the choices you have made. That is the truth. Even if the devil is afflicting you, the success of that affliction is possible because of what? The choices you've made. Think of this, for instance. There was a woman in the Bible called Mary Magdalene, afflicted by the devil. By the time she was delivered, the Bible says 7 demons were cast out of her. Now, the devil kept afflicting her, kept afflicting her, kept afflicting her. But one day, she decided to surrender to Christ. She decided to have an encounter with Jesus. Jesus came around and she decided to surrender to him. And when she did that, the demons left. So the fact that she was delivered was the result of what? The choices she made. One woman came to Jesus. She said, my daughter is severely vexed of the devil. She was a Canaanite woman, according to the word of God. And Jesus said, I am not sent to people outside. I'm sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. It is not meat. It is not proper to give the children's meat to what? To dogs. Now, she had a choice to make. I only came to plead with you to pray for my son. Why are you insulting me? For my daughter, why are you insulting me? If this is what it's going to take, then I can go my way. She could take that choice. But she chose to say, well, even if you call me dog, it doesn't matter. The dogs eat what? The crumbs that fall from the master's table. And Jesus said, for this saying, the devil is gone out of your daughter. So the deliverance she got was the result of what? Her choice. Mark chapter 6, Bible says he came to his own country and he could there do no miracles. Why? Because of their unbelief. So you will see that those who got miracles from Jesus got those miracles, yes, by the power of God, but because of the choices they what? They made. They chose to believe. And those who didn't get, not because the power of God was not available, but because of the choices they made. So what I'm saying to you is that your life is the product of the choices you make. And what will happen to you from this moment onwards will be determined by what? The choices you make. You will have life, you will have blessings in 2022 because of what? The choices you make. Hallelujah. Say with me one more time. Say, I choose life and I choose the blessings of God. Now, very quickly, go to Isaiah 51. I want to show you something. 57, sorry, Isaiah 57. Now, that's the scripture from which we are studying 2022. Isaiah 57. I will read the first two verses to you. The Bible says, the righteous perisheth. Now, take note of the fact that the person that is perishing here is what? Is righteous. So, if I ask you a question with the background you have already have, with the things I'm saying, why would the righteous perish? Huh? Talk to me. Because of the choices he makes. He says the righteous perishes or perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart. So why would my laying it to heart have any consequence? If it is inevitable for the righteous to perish, then it doesn't matter if I lay it to heart or not. It means when the Bible says no man laid it to heart, it means the Bible is saying you ought to learn a lesson from this righteous that is perishing, because he's perishing by reason of the choices he's made. And if you make the same choices, even though you are righteous, you will do what? You will perish. But if you make a different choice in your own righteousness, you can escape what this righteous man is experiencing. That's what the Bible is trying to say to you. Now, it says the righteous perishes, and no man laid it to heart. No man thinks about it. No man considers it. No man evaluates it. That's what he's saying. The merciful men are taken away, and none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come, because in his state of righteousness, he cannot stand the evil that is coming. So all that God can do for him to help him is allow him to do what? To go. Verse 2. Verse 1, the righteous is perishing. Merciful men are being what? Taken away. In that same context, are you please listening to me? In that same context, not in another context, not in another world, not at another time. In that same context, verse 2 says, he shall enter into peace. One is perishing, one is entering into what? Are you still listening to me? He shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds. And lest you think he's talking about resting in death, he says, each one doing what? Walking in his uprightness. So, what brought about the result of verse 1? What brought about the result of verse 2? Praise God. I say, praise God. What brought about the results we found in verse 1? What brought about the results we find in verse 2? Choices. So this year, 2022, some will die and some will live because of what? The choices they make. Some will be blessed and some will not be blessed. Why? Because of choices they make. We won't go into that scripture because of time, because we still have a lot of scriptures I want us to read. But you remember the case of Hezekiah. The prophet came to him. He was a righteous man. So the prophet came to him and said, put thy house in order. For thus saith the Lord, thou shalt die and shalt not live. But the man understood the principle of choices in life. So what did he do? He chose life. The prophet came and laid death before him. But what did he do? He chose life. So he turned his face to the wall and said to God, I'm not choosing this death that they brought to me. I want life. What I'm saying to you is that even in the face of the righteous perishing, the righteous can plead his cause if he wants to live. Praise the Lord. In the midst of judgment, in the midst of whatever is happening, the righteous can plead his cause if he wants to live. That's what Hezekiah did. So he pleaded his cause. He spoke to God. He used his mouth. What did he do? What did he do? What did he do? What did he do? And so the first important emblem of choice that I want to bring to you this morning is your tongue, your mouth. Ijesha people will say, Aile soro lombere ori buruku. Just imagine for once that Hezekiah kept his mouth shut. What would have happened? Huh? Verse 1 would have happened to him. Because he was not going to die because of his sin. We are not told why he needed to die, but obviously he must have missed some steps somewhere, but not so much because of his sin. He must have been out of order somewhere. But this man chose to use his mouth to reorder his destiny. He chose to use his mouth to reorder what will happen to him. And that is a great lesson that you and I must learn if we're going to triumph in 2022. The first important emblem of choice that you must take note of is your mouth. Your words. Your words reveal your choice. You don't need to tell me that you chose life. I will know it from the things you say. You don't need to tell me that you chose blessing. I will know it from the things you say. If something happens to you, every time any bad thing happens to you, the first thing that comes to your mind is, I am finished. You have already shown me the choice you have made. Even if you go to church again and again, even if you pray and pray and pray and pray, your mouth has revealed the kind of choices you have made. What is the choice you have made? Finished. Your mouth or your tongue or your words reveal the choices you have made. They tell us the choices you have made. No matter what God has chosen for you, no matter what God has done for you in the realm of the spirit, your tongue can undo it. This year, it is the plan of God to give you double speed, to give you double blessings, to give you supernatural blessings. Oh, yes. But your tongue can change everything. Oh, you say, how could that happen? You remember the story. Let's read one of it first quickly. Numbers chapter 13, verse 33. Now, God took the children of Israel out of Egypt, and he was taking them to where? To the promised land, a land he had prepared for them. And God said, I am the one that I'm going to take you out and bring you in. I have prepared this land for you. I have done everything for you. Your own is just to possess it. And he demonstrated to them through several miracles, signs, and wonders that he was serious about what he was doing. Praise the name of Jesus. And then they got to the border of the promised land. Bible says Moses sent 12 people to go and spy the land so that they can come back and infuse the people with faith that we have seen beautiful things in this land. This land is worth dying for. We must go there and get it. But these guys went and came back. They brought the fruits. Are you listening? They brought the fruits. Came and they told the people, they said, truly the land is a good land. You can see the fruits. Wonder, we've never seen such fruits like this before. He said, but we are not able to take the land. Because the Anakims are there. The giants are there. Look at what they said in verse 33. Numbers 13. Verse number 33. And there we saw the giants, the son of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our sight, our own sight, as what? Grasshoppers. And so were we in their sight. Now, so they were the ones who said it. They were the ones who said, we're not able. If you read verse 32, you will see that. They said, we're not able. Now, each time I read that scripture, I often wondered, when you were plucking the fruits, nobody disturbed you. When you were carrying, you know, the Bible says, they didn't just pluck fruits. They cut the twig having several fruits and they laid it upon their shoulder. That's what the Bible says. And they were coming with bunches of fruits and nobody challenged them. They saw them, they couldn't do anything. And that was not enough sign for them to know that God is able to get the land for them. So they used their mouth to cancel everything that God has done for them. And God himself said something that is very profound. He said in Numbers 14, verse 28, he said, tell them, as truly as I live, said the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I what? Do unto you. In other words, the choices you make with your words, the choices you make with your mouth, is what heaven will cause to happen for you. If you want life, what should you do? Talk to me. If you understand what I'm saying so far. If you want life, what should you do? What should you do? You speak life. Use your mouth to speak life. If you want blessings, what do? You speak blessings. In other words, never say what you don't want. Even if you have what you don't want, don't say it. It is contrary to the law of faith to say you have a headache. You don't have it. Praise the name of Jesus. Because you don't have it anyway. The thing is doing you. You don't what? Is it your own? Talk to me. Is it your own? So why did you say you have it? You don't have it. Yes, the thing is doing you, but you don't have it. Praise the Lord. So you say what you want. Tell your neighbor, say what you want. Don't say what you don't want. Look at this scripture, Isaiah 57, verse 19. Isaiah 57, the 19th verse. This is what God says. He says, I create the fruit of the lips. I do what? Now, what is the fruit of the lips? Words. So when God says, I create the fruit of the lips, what is he saying? When you say it, I will what? I will create it. When you say it, I will create it. When you say it, I will create it. When you say it, I will create it. Why? Because I, the Lord, create the fruits of the lips. Yours is to plant it by saying it. My own duty is to cause it to germinate and bud and bring forth fruit. I create the fruit of the lips. And that is in tandem with Proverbs 18:20. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power. Sorry, Proverbs 18:21. Let's read it from 20. Proverbs 18 from verse 20. He says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. So if you are not satisfied, what is happening? Your mouth is speaking error. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So your tongue endorses your choices. Your tongue tells us what you have chosen. Your words show us the choices you have made. God says, you say it, I will create it. Even if you can't see it, even if it doesn't exist, you just say it. What will I do? I will create it. You say it, I will create it. Mark 11:23 says, if thou shalt say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that the things you say shall come to pass, you will have what you say. Because when you say it, God is there to do what? To create it. Say with me, say, I will say it. God will create it. Say it again, say, I will say it. God will create it. Say with me, say, when I say it, God will create it. And so all you need to do is to keep saying it. If you have said it and you have not seen it created, keep saying it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. If you keep saying it, God will do it. Look at Isaiah chapter 8 verse 20. I've told us we're going to read a number of scriptures. Maybe after this one, we'll take one more scripture and then we can close this message. So, all I'm saying is that this year, 2022, you are going to use your tongue a lot. You are going to use your mouth a lot. You are going to use the right words. That's why, if you notice in the last few days that we've been praying, I've been taking us in confessions every day. We must make a job of it to say it every time so that God can what? Can also create it for us. Isaiah 8 verse 20. What does your Bible say? It says, to the law and to the testimony. To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. So what does that say to us? God wants you to use your mouth to say the things that are endorsed in his word. When you speak what the word of God says, you are speaking according to the kingdom of light. Light will shine upon your path and you will be able to see what God is creating for you. Because sometimes God can create it and you won't even see it. Why? Because there is no light in you. If they speak not according to this word, if they speak not according to the word of the testimony, like it says in Revelation 12:11, he said, we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Your testimony, your words, the words you speak, the confessions you make determines whether you'll be an overcomer or not. Let's take one more scripture as we wrap this up. Proverbs 12 and verse number 6. Proverbs 12 and verse number 6. It says, the words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood. But the mouth of the upright will do what? The mouth of the upright will what? The mouth of the upright will what? Say with me, say, in the name of Jesus, my mouth shall deliver me. Now, what it's saying is simple. You must use your tongue to create the life you want in 2022. I want to say that again. You must use your tongue to create the life you want in 2022. When 2022 is over, Whatever you have would have been the result of the way you used what? Your tongue. And so if what is coming to you presently is contrary to what you desire, what do? Use your tongue. Use your mouth. Speak the right words. Even in the place of prayer, be careful to speak the right words. That Mark 11, verse 24 says, therefore I say unto you, that what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you have received them, and you will have them. And Luke 11, 2 says, when ye pray, say. So prayer is saying words to God. Prayer is saying words to God. So what you say in prayer determines what you get out of prayer. So if you just pray mindless prayers, you're not going to get anything. If you just pray some religious prayers that have no meaning, that have no connection with your life goals, you're not going to get anything. Praise the name of Jesus. I say praise the name of Jesus. I say praise the name of Jesus. Let's read this scripture as we rise to pray. Isaiah chapter number 6. That is the prayer, the scripture we're going to use for our prayer. Can we stand to our feet as we want to read that? Isaiah chapter number 6. Some of us have mouths that have been structured to speak evil. That even when we are being told the right things to do and the right things to say, because our mouths have been so structured wrongly, they keep on saying the wrong things. Something happened to Isaiah here that must happen to you and to me. And when it happens to you and it happens to me, then our tongue can begin to help our lives. Now, Isaiah chapter 6, I am going to read verses 5 and 6 and 7. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone. Look at how this man is using his mouth. Then said I, woe is me, I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this has touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. The same man who said, woe is me, I am this, I am that. Then something happened to him because God touched his tongue. Verse 8 says, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, do what? Send me. Before he said, I know fit, I am undone, I am terrible, I am evil. He kept saying very, very negative things about himself that was contrary to the program of God for his life. But then something touched his tongue, which is what I want to happen to us here today. We're going to ask the Lord to touch our tongue with coals of fire from the altar. Amen. That every tendency to speak negative with this mouth must come to an end today. That this mouth from this day will no longer speak contrary to the plan of God for my life. That this mouth will no longer speak contrary to life. That this, my mouth, will no longer speak contrary to blessings. Lord, let a coal of fire from the throne of grace, let it touch my lips right now. Can you open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus? Can you open your mouth and pray? Let a coal of fire from the throne of grace touch my lips right now. Use that coal of fire that cleansed the mouth of Isaiah. Let it also touch my lips and cleanse my lips from all impurities, from all negative speaking, from all vile words, words that have no bearing on my destiny. Mirakatandas keman kosh keman braba. Maketeke yegaba raskebo. Mashete kayaga baba baba baba. Makata kayaga baba brigade baba askeba raba oshkeba braba. Makete karabo koske baba 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 baba. Jegegegegegegegebo. As the Lord to touch your tongue so that your tongue can speak right. As the Lord to touch your tongue so that your tongue can speak right. Ask the Lord to touch your tongue so that your tongue can speak right. Masekete ye gaba gabrige de boske man brida beshkaba. Maseke baba gaba gaba. Tell the Lord to take away from your lips every vile words, every evil words, every negative confessions. Ba oro koro oro oro ti o ni tumo gba kuro ni enu mi. Words that will not help my destiny, Lord, take them off my tongue. Rekataka yaga boske mambrele boske baba. Jegerale boko baske barabaraka de boske baba. Kataka yagaba gaba prida boske baba gaba. Take my lips. Makete kere boske baba. Can you pray now and say, Lord, anoint my lips to speak life. Anoint my lips to speak blessings. Anoint my lips to speak in consonance with your will. Anoint my lips to align with the choices of my heart. Anoint my lips, oh God, to align with the choices of my mouth. Jinekondiske mama babara baba. Karaboske baraba baba 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 baba. Jidekeske bambrede bokoboske baba baba. Redere boske baba 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 baba. Take a coal, touch my lips. Here I am. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. You don't know it. Take me into the holy of holies. Take a coal, touch my lips. Here I am. Take me into the holy of holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the holy of holies. Take a coal, touch my lips. Here I am. Lord, today we are just asking you that you will circumcise our lips, that you will circumcise our mouths, that we will no longer speak vile words, that we will not speak words that are contrary to our destinies, that we will no longer speak words that are contrary to your plans for our lives. We receive grace right now to speak according to your word, according to your light, according to your programs for our lives, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Purify our lips, purify our mouths, that we may speak words that have approval in heaven, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Put your hand up, put your right hand up. Say with me, say, in the name of Jesus, today I choose life. I choose life. I choose life. I choose life. Therefore, I have the life of God that no power can overcome. I have the power, the life of God that no death can overcome. I have the life of God that no sickness can overcome. I have the life of God that is not compatible with poverty. I have the life of God, the life of peace, the life of joy, the life of rejoicing, the life of good health. I have the life of God. I move with the speed of God. In the name of Jesus, this year 2022, the life of God is within me. That life shall manifest everywhere I go and in everything I do. That life shall manifest. The life of God within me shall manifest, and God's name shall be glorified. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and begin to give God praise. Open your mouth, give God praise. Give God praise. Give God praise. Give God praise. Make the rebels keep on praying. Give him praise, give him glory. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Do you still remember the song, or I have to be the only one to sing it again? Praise the Lord. I have the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding. Abiding in the vine. Abiding in the vine. Abiding in the vine. Love, joy, health, peace, he has made it mine. I have prosperity.
and victory, abiding, abiding in the vine.
I have a new way of living.
I have a new way of living.
I have a new life divine.
I have a new life divine.
I've got the fruit of the Spirit.
I've got the fruit of the Spirit.
I'm abiding in the vine.
I'm abiding, abiding in the vine.
Oh,
abiding in the vine. Abiding in the vine. Love, joy, health, peace. He has made it mine.
Oh,
I have prosperity, power, and victory. Abiding, abiding in the vine.
Let's take it one more time. I have a new way of living.
I have a new way of living.
I have a new life in Christ.
I have a new life in Christ.
I've got the fruit of the Spirit.
I've got the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding, abiding in the vine. Abiding in the vine. Abiding in the vine. Love, joy, health, peace. He has made it mine.
Oh,
I have prosperity,